You're listening to New Technia. The U.S. is spending $5 billion to let AI search for scientific breakthroughs. The United States is committing more than $5 billion to connect federal data, supercomputers, and laboratories through the Genesis mission, targeting chronic disease, drug discovery, and advanced materials. The scale is significant, but funding, data governance, political oversight and measurable scientific results will determine whether it becomes more than infrastructure. The United States is turning AI for science from a collection of experiments into a national infrastructure program. More than $5 billion is being directed toward a system that connects government datasets, supercomputers, laboratories, and AI tools, with ambitions ranging from understanding chronic disease to designing stronger materials. The 30-second summary. What happened? The U.S. announced more than $5 billion for the Genesis mission, involving 15 federal agencies and the Department of Energy's national laboratories. Why does it matter? Researchers could use enormous public datasets and advanced computing to test ideas, run simulations, and design experiments much faster. What is the catch? Funding and computing power do not guarantee discoveries. Data quality, privacy, access, political oversight, and reproducibility remain decisive. Key number. More than $5 billion in federal support will bring 15 agencies into the initiative, while Microsoft separately committed $60 million in computing credits and technical services. What the Genesis mission is building. The Genesis mission was launched in November 2025, but the new funding turns its broad goal into a much larger operational program. The central idea is to combine federal scientific data, experimental facilities, AI models, and high-performance computing in a shared platform. The Department of Energy's 17 national laboratories hold decades of measurements and operate some of the world's most powerful scientific computers. The mission aims to connect those assets with AI systems that can search literature, identify patterns, propose hypotheses, accelerate simulations, and help plan experiments. 15 agencies are involved, including the departments responsible for health, energy, transportation, defense, and the interior. This matters because scientific challenges rarely fit neatly inside one agency. A new material, for example, can affect energy storage, construction, transport, and national security at the same time. Where the money is expected to go. Health is one prominent target. The National Institutes of Health has created the Biogenesis mission, focused on modeling living systems, accelerating drug discovery, understanding chronic disease, and applying AI to childhood cancer research. The goal is to shorten the path from data to a testable treatment, not to let an algorithm make clinical decisions by itself. Other priorities include durable construction materials, energy technologies, critical minerals, manufacturing, and biosecurity. AI can help by narrowing enormous search spaces. Instead of testing every possible chemical formulation in a laboratory, researchers can use models to identify a smaller set of promising candidates and then verify them experimentally. Microsoft separately announced a $60 million package. It includes $40 million in Azure computing and AI credits over 3 years and $20 million in engineering and implementation support. The company will also establish a coordination hub called Spark to help projects move from proposals to deployed research systems. Why government data could be unusually valuable. Modern AI depends heavily on data, and the U.S. government holds specialized collections that commercial AI companies cannot easily reproduce. These include information about chemicals, materials, energy systems, the environment, and human health. Scientific data is not the same as internet text. Measurements need provenance, standardized formats, uncertainty estimates, and links to the conditions under which they were collected. A model trained on poorly documented experiments may produce confident but unusable conclusions. If the mission makes high-quality data easier to find and compute resources easier to share, its most durable achievement may be infrastructure rather than one spectacular discovery. Better data pipelines can support thousands of smaller advances across laboratories. The political question behind the technology. The initiative arrives alongside a White House proposal to change how federal science is funded, placing more emphasis on individual researchers, AI-based work, and political accountability. Supporters may see that as a way to direct money toward measurable national priorities. Critics will ask whether greater political control could weaken peer review, favor approved research topics, or disadvantage universities. Access also matters. If only the largest laboratories and technology companies can use the platform effectively, public funding could concentrate scientific power rather than distribute it. Before we overstate the result, the announcement provides resources and priorities, not completed scientific breakthroughs. The stated ambition to double research productivity within a decade has no simple measurement and should be treated as a target, not a forecast. Health datasets require strong privacy, security, and consent protections, particularly when several agencies and private partners collaborate. AI-generated hypotheses can reproduce bias or error in their training data and still require experimental validation and independent replication. The program's long-term impact depends on congressional funding, implementation choices, and whether future administrations maintain it. What success would actually look like? The useful measures will be concrete, shorter experiment cycles, independently reproduced results, new materials tested in real devices, drug candidates entering credible development and tools made accessible beyond a few elite institutions. $5 billion can buy computing capacity, data engineering, and laboratory automation. It cannot buy certainty. The Genesis mission will matter if it helps scientists ask better questions and test them faster while preserving the transparency and independence that make scientific answers trustworthy. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.